news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. And we appreciate you joining us this morning. We invite you to check out Eagle 107, our sister station. They'll have the Phillies this afternoon, 3:30, Texas Rangers, and that will be the start of the Major League Baseball season. So check that out on Eagle 107. And then tune back to WKOK. In the studio with us now, I'm so glad to say that it's sort of old acquaintance day. I've probably known you for about 15 years or so. That seemed about right.
Maybe a little bit longer than that.
All right, yeah. Steve Connolly is back. He's been a contender in a number of endeavors in and around the Milton area and Lewisburg, making sure that the industries and businesses around here are informed. Just a good egg. And now he's helping. He's a public outreach coordinator in the Office of Civic Engagement at Bucknell University. We're going to talk about the gardens and the farm. So welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning.
I really do appreciate it. It's great to see that you're applying some of your good skills and knowledge and interests to this, which is just a positive win-win-win situation across the board. Well, let's talk about what you are doing. You're doing outreach and information for the farm and the garden?
Well, for the farm and the garden, we've got a number of projects that we work with. Primarily, the farm and the garden are run by students, and we raise the food that we then use in our food programs. We put on a weekly meal in Milton at St. Andrew's Church. It's called Community Harvest, and we feed anywhere from 80 to maybe 110 people every week. It's remarkable, and the numbers have been going up. It's I'd say in the last month, numbers have gone up 10% at least.
All right, and if somebody is driving by on whatever street it is near the Street of Shops and they see the Lewisburg Community Garden there, they must think, okay, well, there's a plot. If you want to use one or rent one, you come and plant your stuff there. That's all there is to it. Tell me about the complexity that goes into the thought here.
Well, the community garden is always full. Half of the garden is set off for people in the community to have their own garden plot. And that was really good for me, and that's how I got involved in all this. I live in a wooded plot. We've never been able to really grow anything because the deer eat everything that comes up. So when I thought about coming downtown to the community garden, there's a fence around it. You know, it's wonderful soil. So that was my intro into all of this. Those plots are available for, I pay $30 a year for it. It depends upon what your income level is, but there are no questions about that. You self-decide. You decide what you're going to pay for it.
All right, and so that's an opportunity for you to use that garden, and then the other half
is... The other half of the garden is run by students, and the students are the same students that work on the farm. There's a 5-acre farm on campus in Bucknell. And they use half of the garden to produce food that we, again, use to feed people at our meal in Milton.
Okay, so, and tell me about the farm. I do remember when Bucknell started it up maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, something
right,
in that range.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that'll be interesting. Ag, you don't typically think about anything associated with that at Bucknell. But, of course, they added their own nuance that sustainability mm-hmm. and organics are talked about there.
We're really concerned about a concept called a food desert. It has to do with food sustainability, but in a food desert, the term applies to an area, which, by the way, Milton is most definitely a food desert. Very few places to get food, and other things come into that, like how much food, what types of food. Buying all junk food is not nearly as valuable as buying good quality vegetables, things like that. So, in a food desert, people are pushed more to the cheap and easily consumed foods than they are foods they have to prepare. So we're trying to show people that there's a different way.
Yeah, I know one of your predecessors sat there and talked about the correlation between obesity and poverty, and you may think, well, how could you end up eating more than you necessarily need if you can't afford it? But it's what you're eating.
The types of foods, and it also goes drills down to culturally appropriate foods also. For a lot of reasons, religious probably more than any, people have certain diets that they really feel that they need to follow. And in a food desert, they may not have that opportunity to get those types of foods. So.
All right, so we were talking about starting to dig into some of the undercurrents that are associated with the on-campus farm. That's the 5 acres, but also the community, Lewisburg Community Garden. Is that the official name, Lewisburg
Yes.
Community Garden?
Yes.
In town, it's by the Street of Shops. Which street is that on there?
Water Street, I believe.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, that makes sense, because when you get super high water, the water's there. All right, so volunteer opportunities. You are looking for folks who are interested in helping these programs.
We sure are, in every area, either to come in as a gardener, to rent a plot, to come in as a volunteer to help us grow the food for our other food programs. We need volunteers to help us with the meal on Monday night. That's a big one. We also are looking for volunteers. There's another program we work, it's called Snack Packs, and we fill bags with nutritious snacks for kids in the Lewisburg School District who are on the free and reduced lunch program. And so once a month they get a package of good sustaining snacks, not junk food. So that's another one. But we're looking for volunteers for all these places. Now here's how you go to volunteer. Bucknell has a system set up that you actually register online. You see how many spots are open and which kind of a volunteer opportunity, and you can you can jump into any of these. The way to find that is to go to the web and type in bucknell.givepulse, G-I-V-E-P-U-L-S-E, bucknell.givepulse.com. And the resultant page is just full of volunteer opportunities, not just ours, and frankly, not just the universities, but there's volunteer opportunities available there for the whole area.
And GivePulse says, I've heard of this, and this is kind of catching on. Folks maybe want to help in their community, and strangely enough, no one has ever specifically asked them, but that's what they're waiting for usually is, you know, someone to say, hey, would you help me at 5 p.m. Tuesday, give out the bags?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's what they're looking at.
Funny thing, you should say that's exactly what we do on Monday nights.
Okay, I could give out the bags.
Absolutely, you could.
All right, and food insecurity, that relates to the food desert. You're trying to attack that area. Of course, food insecurity isn't just not knowing where your next meal is coming from, but it also includes the certainty that if you only have a dollar, you can afford some junk food, and that's you know, that's kind of a factor in there. We know that grocery stores, sometimes neighborhoods don't have any convenient way to get to grocery stores, you know, or grocery stores are much bigger. Fortunately, in Milton, the grocery store has always stayed in town. Same story in Sunbury. So kudos to Wise's for making sure.
Absolutely. No question.
Their downtown stores are still there.
And nothing that we're talking about is to cast any aspersion on Wise Markets. They do an incredible job. It's just that there are a lot of people who don't know how to make those choices. The choices for good quality food rather than spending the dollar on junk food.
All right. So your primary purpose here today is to talk about now is the time for folks to volunteer and or sign up for the community garden.
Absolutely.
Those are the big things. Okay. So volunteer, Bucknell.givepulse.com. All right. And that's Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, like you hear your pulse, or you can feel your pulse. And then, so that's to volunteer. And if you want to use the community garden?
Same thing. Okay. There's a listing on there for community garden also.
All right, so you can do that. Office of Civic Engagement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go above your pay grade, but it would tell us about that. This is really tries to channel some of this eager beaver energy on campus into town.
There is a lot of energy on campus. There are a lot of kids who are looking for ways to volunteer to give back to the town. just Tuesday night, we had our snack pack for this month, and two Bucknell students showed up that I had never met before and didn't know they were coming, but they heard there was something to do, and they thought they would come over and see if they could, you know, volunteer for the community. It's a situation where kids are very socially aware. They know that there's help needed in the community, and they're very anxious to give.
All right. Well, I will turn the microphone over to you. Tell us everything you want our audience to know, maybe something we didn't mention, or repeat the important things you want them to walk away with.
Well, the biggest things are that there are volunteer opportunities available, and they can be in working in a garden, your own garden, or you can work strictly to raise food for other people. You could work at the Bucknell Farm, and that's always available. The snack pack program, we just need volunteers once a month to help us fill the snack packs. And to a large degree, that's it. Community Harvest, Bucknell Farm and Garden, and Snack Pack.
Fantastic. And Bucknell.givepulse, PULSE.com, the place to go for more information.
That's it.
Steve, thanks so much for all you're doing and all you've done. You've been just a real pillar in the community for a long time, public outreach coordinator in the Office of Civic Engagement at Bucknell. Thanks so much for all you're doing.
Mark, thank you very much for the time.
Bucknell.givepulse.com.
There you go.